Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, 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 WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Donald Trump calls for a new law that will say you have to be an American citizen before you can register to vote in a federal election. The FISA Act, there might be a chance to save the day and restore the Fourth Amendment. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So, the show has flown by today. Crazy, but two things I want to quickly mention to you, and that is this. There could be a way that we could save FISA. So by save FISA, let me explain what I mean by that. To put in the requirement that if you're going to spy on American citizens, you have to get a warrant. The warrant requirement. There may be a way to do that. And that's good news because there's a member of Congress who was not able to be for the vote today. And she tweeted this out. She's getting roasted on Twitter for it. Congressman, let's just pull this out. Debbie Lasko, who said, I'm very disappointed that I was unable to be in Washington, D.C. today due to having the flu. Had I been able to vote, I would not have supported today's FISA reauthorization without protections against warrantless searches of U.S. citizens' communications in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act 702 database. I replied and said, you can use the Fourth Amendment as a tissue. You like that, Matt DeSantis? Like that little dig?
It's pretty good.
Can use the Fourth Amendment as a tissue. I thought about possibly saying use the Bill of Rights as a tissue, but, you know. So she was sick. Oh, she had the sniffles. She couldn't come to work that day and vote and save the republic. So here's the chance now that we have to do something. And let's see if I can find the other tweet. Yes, from our buddy Diane, who said, could there be hope? So Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, who is, wow, very attractive. Just saying. Well, no, I'm...
No, she is good looking. I've seen her
she
before.
Is. I mean, she's way hotter than AOC. AOC gets all the attention, but she's way hotter.
She's probably the best looking member of Congress.
Really?
I can't think of anybody ahead of her.
I think Chip Roy's better looking. you didn't see that one coming, though, did you? She said... it's been a long week. What can I say? I worked the whole week this week, and this is what happens when you work the whole week, when you do all 5 days. She tweeted out, you cannot have a free and open society with the warrantless spying of Americans. Today, the bipartisan vote to force intelligence communities to get a warrant was lost by one vote. In an effort to stop this, I requested a rare procedural maneuver that will force a second vote on Monday. Hopefully, we can change minds. I'll be writing all 435 members over the weekend. Please help me. Talk to your representatives. We have one last shot at this. And she's exactly right. We have one last shot at this. So I hope that that happens on Monday. And you see, what happened is that there was a tie. And the Speaker of the House typically doesn't vote. But he voted to break the tie to kill the amendment that would have required a warrant to surveil American citizens. Now, as I mentioned to you, the best looking member of Congress, Chip Roy, summed it up quite well when he said the following regarding getting a warrant, cut number one.
To be clear, this amendment is about reporting requirements. But on the point of the warrant, after the rampant abuses by the federal government, it is clear that we should have a warrant requirement under 702 to protect Americans from the querying of incidental communication collected en masse under a broad grant of power to target foreign entities. That's the truth. This is the FBI that targeted Catholics, put pro-life progressive activists in jail, and targeted President Trump. The proponents give up the game, saying openly
the need to target
U.S. persons right here on the floor.
Uh-oh.
The only thing that makes this warrantless collection of millions of Americans' international communications lawful, quote unquote, is the government's certification that it is targeting foreigners and only foreigners. If the government changes its mind and wants to go after an American, it should have to go back and get the warrant that it skipped on the front end. This is not that hard. By the way, the argument that we would need 2,000 judges to filter through warrant requirements begs the question, which is it? The proponents' own data indicate they will only get a hit for 1% to 2% via metadata. Some of those will have exceptions under our warrant amendment that we offer, so it would probably be less than 1%. So the 2,000 judges argument is just straight up false. It's just not that hard. If you want to go after an American, if you want to look at their information, get a warrant.
In other news to talk about today, the undecided voters were asked about the economy, and they've all had it with Biden. By the way, Henry, how was your birthday yesterday? It was Henry's birthday yesterday, in case you missed it. How was your birthday?
Yeah, it was fine.
That's it?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. Do you have any big birthday plans for the weekend?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm not a big birthday celebratory guy. I mean, I'll go out tomorrow. I think I'm going to go see a Civil War tonight. And
good.
Yeah. Nothing. No crazy plans.
All right. Will you text me and let me know how the movie is?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Good. Because I'm dying to see it. I don't have any time this weekend, but I'm dying to see it. It opens tonight, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Or technically, I guess it came out late last night, but. All right, well, have a great time. Are you going with anybody or just by yourself?
No, I'm going with some friends.
Oh, some friends. All right.
Yeah.
You get some snacks, popcorn?
Yeah, some Raisinets, probably.
Birthday pop Raisinets is the only way to go. Junior Mints, too. Just saying.
Refreshing.
That concludes the Henry's Birthday Reports part of the show today.
Thank God.
We're all happy. You had a great day. Undecided voters were asked about the economy, and they've all had it with Biden. This is from MSNBC's Morning Joe. I can't believe they actually aired this. 8 undecided voters were asked if they would be personally better off under a Trump or Biden economy. All 8 members of the group raised their hands in favor of Trump. Cut 4.
The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody.
That is everybody. And one person even said Biden is disastrous for the economy. Undecided voters were asked if there's anything Biden can do to gain their trust on the economy. One undecided voter named Gigi or Gigi from Pennsylvania said he doesn't even take accountability at all. He's in denial that it's even happening. A 2020 Biden voter named Omar from Michigan said he's gaslighting literally everyone. Cut 5.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you, pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability. Like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at Haiti's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, excuse me. pardon me. I hate to cough in the mic. I missed the mic, the cough button. MSNBC analyst said it's important that Democrats make people not afraid of chaos and ungovernability at the border. This is true. I actually said this on Morning Joe this morning. You know, just pretend it's okay. Pretend like it's all good. Otherwise, people may not vote for Democrats. Cut six.
Yeah, and, you know, I think for Democrats, there's often this situation when Republicans are fanning fear around immigration, fanning fear around crime. Democrats are sometimes torn between an approach of providing a real alternative to that fear mongering, or trying to like copy half of it in the urge to kind of not lose moderates and empathize with the fear, but be different. And sometimes what happens is Democrats on this issue sound to the right of Ronald Reagan in his farewell speech. Right. And I think that's a mistake. It's really important to be able to talk about a border, be able to make people not feel afraid about chaos and ungovernability.
Please don't make people afraid about the border. Please, please, please. Even though there's a terrorist that came in over the border and we arrested him twice and released him. And anyway, here is one other clip I want to play you. A Chinese immigrant who is running for the United States Congress slammed that left wing lunatic David Hogg. He's an anti-gun activist. And he was telling him about China. Lily Tang Williams, who's running as a Republican in New Hampshire's 2nd Congressional District, confronted Hogg on Wednesday while he was speaking at Dartmouth University. Cut nine.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over, because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Good for her. Well, well done. Well said. Well done. Well said. Henry, how was your birthday yesterday?
Oh, man. I'll have a fantastic weekend now that you're putting pressure on me. How about that?
We want to hear Monday that you had a great birthday weekend, all right?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, DeSantis. I don't believe him. He doesn't sound sincere to me.
No, he's not a man that
I'm
enjoys his birthday.
I'm planning on doing stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's not birthday-centric.
The movie should be good, at least.
Yeah.
It looks good.
The movie should be good.
I don't even know what it's about beyond just factions in the United States at war with one another, but I'm rooting for whatever side Ron Swanson's on.
Well, right, because he's the best. That's why.
He was great in Parks and Rec, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the character he plays in the movie.
No.
But nevertheless.
Well, if he is, then he's libertarian, and then I'm definitely rooting for him.
Yeah, no, he plays the tyrannical dictator president.
Oh, is he?
Who is not Trump. Remember he said, I played
the
other day,
he
said it's not
right.
Trump. All right, lastly, this is a quick clip, but Rashida Tlaib yelling at Hillary Vaughn, Fox reporter Hillary Vaughn, in the hallway about the chance of death to America. Her response is as exactly what you'd expect. Cut 14.
Congresswoman Tlaib,
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Do not talk to Fox News.
The Death to America chants took place in Tlaib's district. She condemned Fox News, not those chants.
I love that. Oh, it's great. She condemned Fox News, not those chants. All right, we got more to come, including some of the crazy reactions from the left about O.J. Simpson. You're going to want to hear this. But I got to tell you, you know, these rains that we had and the rains this morning, thank goodness, thanks. I'm so grateful to Garden State Earthworks. I'm so grateful that my buddy Lou Vargo, the man himself, drained my water away, and now he saved our backyard and saved all the problems that water causes on your backyard, from causing damage to your basement, your hardscaping, landscaping, swimming pools, and just standing water in your property, which is terrible, breeds mosquitoes and other insects. You got to get the experts. Garden State Earthworks. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. They will drain the water away. Guaranteed. Once it's gone, it's gone. Look, I've been friends with Lou for years, but I first met him at my old house when he drained the water out of our basement, and we never had another drop of water in that basement ever again. Moving to this house, and the backyard was like a freaking swamp. A swamp, and it would last that way for days sometimes after these heavy rains. But now, the water drains away, and we have our backyard back. Look, if you've had any of these problems, your swimming pool liner keeps shifting, you've had water getting into your house, or you just have the standing water between your property, you got to deal with it. Water problems never get better on their own, and you don't want to trust a landscape company. You need the experts. Now, they're super busy this time of year, but if you call them, leave a message, 856-848-4444. Tell them I sent you. They will make you a priority. GardenStateEarthworks.com. They drain the water away, guaranteed. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Free speech under attack in America. Freedom of the press under attack in Joe Biden's America. No doubt about it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today as we wrap up the week, and what a week it has been. Thank you for being here today. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, the smile you deserve. VeneriaDental.com, two locations to serve you. I mentioned Catherine Herridge and her testimony before the House committee. And I cannot stress enough how important it is in this day and age that we have independent investigative journalism. Let me explain what happens, because Cheryl Akerson put it best when she said, the reality is that the government interference in the liberal media, I call it the corporate media, happens every day with members of committees, heads of committees, members of Congress in the White House having called the bureau in Washington, D.C., the contacts that they have, editors and managers up in New York to try to shape our coverage. Congressman Tom McClintock asked the question to Catherine Herridge, but she refused to throw CBS under the bus for letting her go. In answering questions from Congressman Tom McClintock about whether if CBS actions were influenced by the government in any way, Herridge declined to answer as she's not someone who is known to offer speculation. Herridge did open up, though, when Congresswoman Harriet Hageman of Wyoming astutely invited her to expand on why government coercion to reveal sources is dangerous, and in particular for stories aiming to hold those in power to account. Now, it's really important to think about it. We have a corporate media that is there to do the bidding of the left in this country. We have a corporate media that is there to do the bidding of the swamp and the deep state. I mean, think about it. Do they ever challenge reporting on things like the government going to social media companies and saying, hey, we need you to censor this stuff? No, of course not. That was done by whistleblowers. Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, they revealed all that stuff. The COVID lab leak theory, the corporate media went along with saying that it came from the undercooked bat burger with a pangolin aioli and a side of raccoon dog fries. I always keep changing the ingredient order just to keep you on your toes. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the corporate media all said, bah, we don't believe this, Russian collusion. See, it's only because of independent journalists that we can ensure freedom in this country, because otherwise the corporate media will always put out the government's narrative. Because these are people that are okay with the police state. They don't investigate the government for doing anything. You know, they'll do a story about cops shooting a guy. They won't do a story about FBI showing up at somebody's house to do an early morning raid on them for, like, what happened to Mark Houck, for example. The corporate media doesn't touch that stuff. They don't want to make the feds look bad. No, never. So it's only because of whistleblowers and confidential sources that we're able to push back against the state, the deep state in particular. So the Congresswoman asked Catherine Herridge how critical the protection of sources is. Remember, she's facing jail time here. She's facing going to prison if she will not give up her sources. And she said, I'm not going to do it. Take a listen
to
this.
How fundamental to reporting is the protection of your sources?
Congresswoman, I have not lost a night's sleep about my decision to protect my confidential sources. That is the core of who I am as a journalist. I am facing contempt fines because I am upholding the most basic principle of journalism. If you cannot offer a source a promise of confidentiality as a journalist, your toolbox is empty. No whistleblower is coming forward, no government official with evidence of misconduct or corruption. And what that means is that it interrupts the free flow of information to the public. And as we've all recognized, journalism is about an informed electorate, which is the bedrock of our democracy. If you had asked me 37 years ago when I started working that I would be in the federal courts living a legal nightmare to protect my sources, I would never have believed it. I told you a story about my son. I'd like to finish it. At the end of the conversation, he said, Mom, you do what it takes. I've got your back. And I thought if a teenager understands how sacred this pledge is for every journalist, certainly Congress can pass the Press Act and codify these guarantees that will prevent cases like mine in the future.
Thank you for that.
It's just amazing that we have to even pass an act because it's in the Constitution. We have to codify what's in the Constitution into law because we have a situation where, unfortunately, they run roughshod over the First Amendment. This government runs roughshod over the First Amendment. A little bit later on, and after Congressman Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota walked Cheryl Akerson through many of her major career-defining scoops and the necessity to have sources, Herridge told Jim Jordan her career hadn't been about focusing just, say, on the Biden family, but on calling balls and strikes. And the seizure of her files was, quote, not my experience in the other two networks I worked at or with my colleagues at CBS News. When the network of Walter Cronkite seizes the reporting files, including confidential source information, that is an attack on investigative journalism. And Jim Jordan laid out the summation of what seems to happen to journalists who dare to be critical of the government, which is a pattern in which all kinds of strange things happen to them, whether it's suddenly losing one's job or having files seized, their communications surveilled. He said, that's scary. You talk about a chilling effect on the First Amendment. I don't know how we could be more chilly, he said. Catherine Herridge became even more pointed when she said, whatever you work, if this happens to you, it's an attack on the free press. It's an attack on the First Amendment. It makes it more challenging for reporters to work in the future. That disrupts the free flow of information to the public. They call it journalism, a profession for a reason, because it's about an informed electorate, and it's a cornerstone of our democracy. I can only speak for myself. When my records were seized, I felt it was a journalistic rape. She further opened up to subcommittee chairman and Congressman Chip Roy of Texas about pressure she felt at CBS when covering the Biden family corruption after Chip Roy observed there was nothing to indicate there was a failure to perform your duties when CBS laid her off, which is true. He said, and you mentioned tension. You had been one of the reporters, certainly what we might define as the mainstream media, that was focusing intently on the Hunter Biden laptop, on the various facts surrounding the Biden family and the flow of money and of all those things involved in that, correct? She said, that is correct. For the full picture, though, I was also the reporter at CBS News who obtained the audio tape of former President Trump apparently bragging about the Iran classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. And I also exposed how 50 soldiers were denied the Purple Heart under the Trump administration in an effort to de-escalate after a ballistic missile attack in Iran. I'm somebody who calls balls and strikes, Congressman. I just follow the facts where they lead. That has always been my calling card. He said, but when CBS let you go, was it around the time of you calling out the Trump administration or around the time that you were pursuing Hunter Biden? She said, I was let go days after the special counsel Robert Hur's report into President Biden's handling of classified information. He said, in closing, can you just reiterate the extent of your belief of what this means for other journalists? And you alluded to before, smaller journalists without the protection of the kind of corporate structure that we've got with Fox backing you up from your previous reporting. She said, I don't think any journalist could withstand the threat of significant and crippling financial sanctions. They may not have a former employer or a current employer who's in a position to mount a vigorous or costly defense. I think it's a very dangerous period for journalism. The Press Act would close the legal cap in the system. This ambiguity I've had to deal with for 2 years, and I want to emphasize this is not about a single journalist. It's not about a single story. It's not about a single network. What happens in my case, the passage of the Press Act is going to impact every journalism. Every journalist working in this room, and it's going to impact every journalist in the United States and for the next generation to come. And there was a challenge at the end of the House hearing on the free press in which Catherine Herridge emphasized real journalism must include divisive points of view. This is Representative Dan Bishop here. Take a listen to
this. I appreciate the fact. I've certainly heard Ms. Atkinson and Ms. Herridge from you. I understand and I appreciate your ethic in terms of maintaining your position of calling balls and strikes, your desire and your professional commitment to maintaining a neutrality so that you're on guard even to coming here and letting Republicans take shots at CBS News through you, Ms. Herridge, for example. I get that. But there's another thing here, and I think about the presence of Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, a lot of the independence of journalists. Ms. Herridge, I mean, nevertheless, my observation, and I'm a Republican, so it's partisan, I guess, in part, but I think you look at the stats, I would suggest the American people see it this way. CBS News is among the corporate behemoth media outlets, all of which seem to be captured by one side of the American political spectrum. You've worked for one of those. Maybe Fox News is one on the other side, but CBS, NBC, Wall Street Journal, largely, yes, Washington Post, New York Times, all of big media seems to be captured by one side. You've worked for a sustained period of time for one of those networks. What of that? I mean, is that not true? It's not so much about your firing, your termination, whether it's because of Hunter Biden's story or whatever, but isn't that a problem? And how does a journalist who's independent and wants to call balls and strikes function in an environment where all the big media behemoths are captured by one side of the political spectrum?
Think about that. Think about that. And then this is why diversity, you want to talk about diversity? How about diversity in newsrooms, diversity of political thought? Diversity of political opinions. That NPR guy who exposed the fact that of 87 editors at NPR, 87 were Democrats. 0.0 Republicans. 0.0 Republicans. This is her answer.
Congressman, I've always tried to be respectful of my former employers. I worked at ABC News, I worked at Fox News, and I worked at CBS News, and I brought the same approach at every place that I worked, which is that it's about accountability journalism on the left and on the right and representing diverse points of view. This is so important in a marketplace of ideas. It's so important in a civil debate to settle issues in this country. And I feel that the Press Act, in guaranteeing these protections to sources, helps grow the voices in journalism. That's the bottom line for me.
And if you want more voices in journalism, and we do want more voices in journalism, because we have to compete with the behemoth conglomerates who are out there, it has to be. I mean, we cannot allow just the corporate conglomerates to be able to be out there and control the message and the narrative all the time. All right, listen, as we continue here on a Friday night, Cooper University Healthcare is South Jersey's leading academic health system. I would say the region's leading academic health system for a reason. The outstanding care of Cooper, including the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, where they are doing life-saving cancer treatments, life-saving cutting-edge research. That's MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper. And there's also the Cooper Neurological Institute with over 100 different specialties and 100 office locations around our region. Cooper is there for your family every step of the way. Now, you know the Zioli family, we trust our entire medical care to Cooper. Baby Reagan was born at Cooper Hospital. I had my surgery done at Cooper Hospital just last year. And if you need, say, urgent care, well, Cooper Urgent Care Centers are staffed by the very same physicians and nurses that work at the region's number one level one trauma center at Cooper Hospital. They're the ones who will see you for life's everyday urgent care needs. So it is a step above any other urgent care center out there. Just for get an appointment for all of their different specialties, including I get my allergy shots there now with Dr. Lania and the great team over there. Wonderful people. They're just truly outstanding people. In fact, my buddy Elisa was able to get me what I needed, my steroid, you know, before my big show on Fox News Saturday night. Reached out to her. She was great. So make an appointment today by calling 1-800-8-COOPER, 1-800-8-COOPER, or cooperhealth.org. cooperhealth.org. Cooper is committed, compassionate, complete.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Yes, as we close out Friday. What a week, huh? What a week. Thanks again for being here. Mark your calendar because Friday, May 3rd, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I want to see you there. I want you to be there. A little bit more on this hearing on freedom of the press. Congressman Chip Roy, I think, really summed up the importance of why we need to be able to protect independent journalists. Take a listen.
Our liberty depends on the freedom of the press, and that cannot be limited without being lost. Those words were true when Thomas Jefferson wrote them in 1786, and they are still true today. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees freedom of the press and prohibits the federal government from making any law abridging that freedom. In his concurrence in the New York Times versus United States, Justice Hugo Black stated, "In the First Amendment, the Founding Fathers gave the free press the protection it must have to fulfill its essential role in our democracy. The press was to serve the governed, not the governors. The framers of the Constitution hailed the freedom of the press as the most important political liberty and the keystone upon which all our other freedoms rely. As is still the case today, journalists are often the first to expose government abuse, waste, fraud, and encroachments on the personal freedoms we hold dear."
That's right. But it's not just the press that's under attack. It's not just the press. And this is an important point. This is why we have the House Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government. This is why the debate over FISA is so important. This is why, because we see how the government has been weaponized against us. And it's not just the press that's under attack. It's not just that. Here's Congressman Jim Jordan making that point at yesterday's hearing.
It's not just the press that's under attack. Every single liberty we enjoy under the First Amendment's been assaulted in the last couple years. I mean, you think about it. Your right to practice your faith, your right to assemble, your right to petition the government, free press, free speech, every right we enjoy. Americans were told they couldn't go to church on Sunday. Think about that. 2.5 years ago, I spoke to the New Mexico Republican Party in Amarillo, Texas, because they had to go to Texas to get the freedom to assemble because they couldn't do it in their own darn state where they pay taxes because their governor wouldn't let them. Your right to petition the government. You want to petition your member of Congress? You couldn't do it in Congress because the speaker wouldn't let you in. Your own darn capital that you pay for. But the most important two are free press and free speech. We're going to hear about the press today and what's happened to two of our witnesses. How freedom of the press, how they went after Ms. Atkinson, what happened to Ms. Herridge. This is scary.
It's very scary. It really is. And I'll give you a great example of great journalism. You want some great journalism? This is Karine Jean-Pierre getting waxed by Jackie Heinrich of Fox News over the economy. Now, the corporate media is going to pretend that the economy's great. And, you know, I know Fox is a corporation, but my point is that they are the exception to the rule. For the most part, take a listen to this exchange.
Yesterday in the Rose Garden, the president said that when he came into office, inflation was skyrocketing, but it was 1.4% in January of 2021, and that was the 11th consecutive month at that time, under 2%. So it was the president.
This is Ed Lawrence from Fox Business.
When the president took office, and you know this, there was a pandemic. It was closing down businesses, closing down schools, and so it was
we're still blaming COVID,
disrupting the supply chain. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget about that. And so that's what was going on. And that caused inflation around the world to increase. We know that. And then further increasing inflation was the Russia's war.
The president didn't say the supply chain was being disrupted. He said inflation was skyrocketing.
But that's what he was referring to, right? That's what was going on. Those were the things that were happening right before us.
The Fed supply chain measure actually went down in November at that time. So is the president being honest about inflation?
The president has said what he said what he saw when he took office
on the issue of inflation. Yeah. There was a report in Politico on Tuesday that the former chief of staff Ron Klain was teeing off on the president's talking about bridges all the time when he's out on the campaign trail and not talking enough about the prices that people are paying. We didn't get any statement today on the PPI index. You know, why aren't we hearing more from the White House about the issues that people are facing at grocery stores and paying rent?
I mean, the State of the Union, the president made very clear about what he understands what the Americans are facing.
Is it at all inappropriate for the president to be commenting on what the Fed might or might not do with interest rate cuts?
So look, the president, unlike the last one, has been very clear about giving the Fed the space.
This White House, their spin, I mean, the spin is just out of control. It's out of control. But people aren't buying it because they live it. They feel it. Oh, you know the dumbest quote regarding O.J. Simpson? The dumbest? Might be from CNN commentator Ashley Allison. Okay? Sonny Hostin of The View also had a really dumb take yesterday as well. But just hear with me here how he represented something at the trial. And this is the racial animus of why OJ was, in some ways, a racial hero.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed. And the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then. There is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
Got it.
But it was so racially charged.
But that's not even the dumbest. That's not even the dumbest. Sonny Hostin, the lawyer on The View. Let me just help melt your brain down on a Friday night so you can relax. Listen to this nonsense.
You know, I think it was less about his guilt or innocence, and rather about the system and how the system treated African Americans and continues to treat African Americans in this in this country.
You have to remember,
putting it into context, the acquittal of the officers who beat Rodney King almost to death in front of the world's eyes.
Right.
Was in 1992. Mm. This happened in 1994. And I think for the black community, it was less about whether or not OJ did it, because I think even today you'll go to, you know, barbershops and beauty salons and people will say, he did it, but he got away with it. And the police officers, you know, police officers have killed many more people than O.J. Simpson.
Also, they probably, I think trust that the police did not plant evidence.
Well, Mark Furman said on the witness stand, I've never used a racial slur. And by the way, people, when a lawyer in cross-examination in a courtroom says, have you ever done this? They know that you did it. Right? And so then they come up with tapes, and he's using the N-word like Christmas.
But don't you think that some of it, the reason he got away with it also is because he was famous, not just that he was black?
There were so many reasons, right? Yeah. The prosecution had a lot of failures.
Prosecution had a lot of failures, you know, but I mean, listen, it was justice. OJ got justice. It's what the country needed at the moment. That's basically what these two idiots are saying, that OJ was the justice that America deserved at that time. You kidding me? Two dead people, two human beings dead. And what about them? They didn't even get mentioned. It's just, you know, honestly, this is why the corporate media needs to be challenged all the time. It's why we do what we do here. And I thank you for listening. It's been a week. Thank you for joining us very, very much. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. By the way, programming note, I'll be filling in for him next Tuesday night on the 14th. So stick around for that. You'll have 6 hours of me together. It'll be fun. But first, I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. He's the man. You know, there's a reason why Dr. Mike has been recognized as a top dentist among his peers for 10 consecutive years. 10 consecutive years. He's an outstanding guy, outstanding dentist, and the master of dental implants. Listen, if you need complicated dental work, there's only one choice. It's Dr. Mike. The only choice you have to make is which office, Cinnaminson or Woodbury. Both are right over the bridge and easy to get to from wherever you are. And trust me, you don't want to go to one of those chain dental offices. They're all about making money. Dr. Mike is about care. And he will give you the most amazing dental care you could ever imagine. So please, reach out to him today. He's the official dentist of the entire Zeoli family. In fact, Bridget's getting her caps replaced by Dr. Mike very, very soon. Even baby Reagan just had her first appointment, or maybe not her first, but, you know, she's going to Dr. Mike, too. If you've had an estimate for complicated dental work or dental implants, get a second opinion with my man, Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. The office is great. The people are great. The music they play is great. And the care, above all else, is the absolute best. So don't wait. Go see him today. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.